This is TWiT.
So, except you have to listen to this because we want to talk about Google. So they've blogged that that they're going to, and I don't if our for our listeners who don't already know, this is interesting. I think that they're going to start adding weighting weighting of search results based on whether sites are supporting HTTPS connections. So what they blogged was, for now, it's only a very lightweight signal affecting fewer than 1% of global queries and carrying less weight than the many other signals, such as high-quality content. While we give webmasters time, isn't that gracious of Google, to switch to HTTPS. But over time, we may decide to strengthen it because we'd like to encourage all website owners to switch from HTTP to HTTPS to keep everyone safe on the web. So I'm of two minds about this, Leo, as I imagine any sophisticated person would be. It's like, well, I mean, this really is Google using their formidable search strength and position in the industry to sort of push a policy onto the web. Well, not a bad policy, but still one that's not free. I mean, HTTPS is not free. You got to buy a credential and you got to renew it constantly. And you better not forget, or suddenly no one can get to your site, you know, after your certificate expires.
Yeah, we talked about this on TWiT on Sunday as well. And my issue is, for instance, TWiT.tv, there's no reason to encrypt traffic. You're coming there, it's read only, to see what's on.
Right.
Or to get a link, or to find out who Steve Gibson is. Is there a reason I should make that HTTPS?
No.
There's nothing to protect.
No. I completely agree.
And Google says, it only slightly impacts the weighting. You know, like 1%.
Seems to me you either do it or you don't. I mean, you either weight pages so that they're going to – I mean, the idea is they're going to appear ahead of – you know, secure pages are going to appear ahead of less secure. Now, I don't like the tone of this blog post, frankly. I mean, that's what sort of annoys me, is that, like, this sense of entitlement they have – obviously, they can use whatever algorithms they want. But I liked it better when I first – heard this before I found out what they were saying about it, is it made sense to me from the standpoint of maybe a weak quality metric. You know, maybe, I mean, because here's Google. The reason they've achieved the prominence they have is, you know, that the original incredible quality of links inbound to a site, the original Google search ranking algorithm that was brilliant and is, you know, immediately gave Google global domination on search, was that they figured out how to do this. So it seemed to me that maybe one of the metrics that you could mix into a valid search quality result would be, is the site secure? Arguing that better sites will, you know, whatever that means, and that's the problem, is you start getting into this, you know, spend the money to add security. And so for a bot that has no other way, I mean, you know, this is all automated. So here's, you know, the bots are looking at links and trying to not be spammed and looking at, you know, keywords and all the different things that the Google system uses. So it made sense to me that whether the pages are being delivered over a secure connection could be one more signal, as they use the term, to help in ranking a site. You know, but the idea that they're saying, well, we want to, like, this is literally being done because we're going to force security on the web by downranking sites that don't have it. It's like, okay.
You know, and we support HTTPS everywhere. We talk about that, and we've talked about it before, and we think it's a good thing. But to change search rankings based on that seems odd.
Yeah. It seems a little bit like they're pushing a policy.
Which they shouldn't be doing.
Right.
One thing that could maybe make this better is if they became a certificate authority and started issuing free TLS certificates. How about that?
So say that they didn't like colored backgrounds.
Right.
You know, it's like...
Right. you've got an animated GIF on that front page. We're going to downgrade you.
And you know, we think we need white. We really don't want any color. So it's like, okay. In general, it seems like it's a good thing.
What could be wrong?
But security's not free.
Right.
It's not free. And so we're saying you got to pay money. Now you got to pay money in order to compete in Google rankings is what this comes down to.
How much is it? Now, you get an extended cert, which is very expensive. But
it's several hundred dollars.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm just a blogger, I'm not going to pay several hundred dollars every few years. I'm not making that much money. I'm just doing this for fun.
And most don't. It's right. Why we're still in a world where security is there when you need it, when you want some credential protection, but otherwise it's not. And remember, you know, from time to time, when these certs expire, I mean, there's
it'll break them.
There's significant overhead that it never goes away, where you've got to remember that, you know, to pay your money every couple of years. Anyway, so I mean, there are what is it? Start TLS, I think it is a no. That's an email protocol. There are a couple free cert providers. They don't do any checking. The cert, actually, I'm not even sure that it's recognized now by web browsers.
It's no better than a self-signed cert.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's not going to help either. No, I mean, it really does say, you know, we're gonna make you pay in order to have comparable page ranks. And so, I don't know. That seems bad.
Yeah. It kind of bugged us on the panel, too.